Lucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I've discussed eggs many times on the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. It's amazing that I haven't exhausted the topic, but there really is more to say. Stay with me. Well, I'm always quick to remind folks that backyard chickens provide pro bono, non-toxic pest and weed control, and that their poop is a miraculous transformation of said pests, plus gardening and kitchen scraps, into manure pellets that are perhaps worth their weight in gold as a soil nutrient or compost pile accelerator, and that their companionship is priceless. Still, there's no doubt, the yard fresh egg is the crown jewel of all the rewards reaped from keeping small flocks of chickens. Hens, free-ranging in a decent-sized yard, in any town in North America, with access to sun and shade, water, grass, weeds, bugs, and whatever kitchen scraps or commercial organic feed is necessary to ensure a complete diet, will lay eggs that are at least twice as delicious, by most reviews, and approximately twice as nutritious, according to many studies, as any grocery store egg. Even the grocery store eggs that make claims to organic diets and free-range practices and such. Yet many people, including many chickeners, are so excited by the flavor and nutrition inside an egg that they overlook the tremendous value in the egg shell. It's a case of the wrapper being as useful as the gift, or the childhood wishes that you can even eat the dishes, or that old saw, waste not, want not. First of all, hens need to replenish all the calcium they use to lay eggs, and one way to ensure that happens is to recycle their own eggshells back into their feed. It's very important to thoroughly crush them to increase calcium absorption, but even more, to avoid creating an association between eggs and feed, which, as discussed on previous broadcasts, can lead to chickens who eat their own or other hens' eggs before you can get to them. It's important to make sure this is not the only way your hens get calcium. Be sure to feed them plenty of leafy greens, which contain calcium, and make sure they have access to sunlight, which helps to maintain vitamin D levels, which is necessary for calcium absorption. You should not be expecting your hens to reconsume the shell equivalent of every egg they lay, which is also important because there are so many other uses for the shells. One thing I noticed old-timers doing when I was growing up was throwing eggshells in the blender along with other ingredients for blended drinks. I thought that was pretty strange way back, but I've since learned that eggshells are an excellent way to supplement one's calcium intake, because it's a particularly easy form of calcium to digest, and because they contain trace amounts of other minerals. But of course, the eggshell must be laid by a hen that is herself absorbing a proper nutrient mix, and no undesired extras, such as pesticides or antibiotics. In other words, a backyard chicken eggshell. Half an eggshell a day would be well above the minimum daily requirement of calcium for most humans, especially since there is calcium in so many other foods, including, as I said, leafy greens. Now, if you're eating leafy greens from your own garden, you certainly want to make sure that they are getting enough calcium. All plants should be growing in soil that contains calcium. So eggshells that you're not eating are very beneficial to any pile of compost that will eventually be worked into your vegetable beds. But you may not want to wait for compost. Tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant benefit from being planted in holes seeded with ground eggshells. These crops are susceptible to blossom end rot, which is caused by calcium deficiency. This deficiency is usually caused by improper watering, but there's no harm in making sure your plants have a steady source of calcium. Some people even plant their starts in unground half shells. They too will break down as the plant grows, and you won't have to deal with those annoying little plastic starters. At the same time, crushed eggshells around the perimeter of a plant will deter slugs, snails, and cutworms from eating your growing vegetables. The slimier bugs can't risk crawling over jagged materials like eggshells. Of course, if you're chickening, your pest population should already be low, but keep in mind that not all chickens are crazy for all bugs. Well, I've never seen or heard of a chicken that won't eat an earwig. I could never convince the original Bacall flock to develop a taste for slugs. On the other hand, a friend had a flock that were simply frenzied over slugs, even over huge slimy tiger slugs, maybe even especially for huge slimy tiger slugs. Gotta tell you, it was disgusting to watch, even though my sustainable gardening brain approved. Yet that flock wasn't interested in snails. Perhaps they were intimidated by the shells, which is a shame, because that would be another good source of calcium. At any rate, An extra barrier around your seedlings can't hurt your garden, especially since your seedlings should be fenced off from your chickens, who might or might not eat slugs or snails, but may also eat your seedlings. Another trick I learned from the old-timers is to add eggshells to brewing coffee beans to improve flavor. This trick was very popular during the Depression, when the coffee folks could get their hands on was not always high quality. The calcium compounds in the shells neutralize bitter acids. Nowadays, I happen to like a high-quality bean that has a trace of little bit of bitterness, but sometimes I get a batch of beans that are simply too much. Either way, most people will rave about coffee made with the eggshell trick. Coffee grounds are also excellent for the garden or compost pile because of their nitrogen content, so this use of eggshells is not mutually exclusive with the uses I've already mentioned. I always set aside some shells that are not destined for the garden but will still be quite useful. For instance, if I'm washing the dishes and have trouble getting access to the inside of a thermos or ornate but inconveniently shaped vase, or one of those damn stainless steel water bottles I have a love-hate relationship with, I simply shake crushed eggshells and a little soapy water in them to scour them good. It works all right. While I'm at it, I can use the eggshells for tough spots on pots and pans. When I'm done, I let the shells sit in my kitchen sink strainer at all times. There, they help the straining action, but most importantly, they naturally clean my pipes as they break down and their minerals seep down the drain. Finally, eggshells have some health and beauty applications. I've been surprised to learn that a lot of my listeners think I'm some kind of tough guy who doesn't care about my skincare regimen, but on the contrary, I guess you could say I'm a little bit of a dandy. After all, I'm an urban agriculturalist, which is not entirely unrelated to metrosexual. And above all, I'm about having a good time, which means I want to look as good as I feel. At any rate, here's my two tips for my friends who spend a lot of time with their hands in the dirt and with their face in the wind and need some recovery. First of all, dissolve an eggshell in a small jar of apple cider vinegar. Be patient, it's going to take a couple days. And use the resulting poultice to treat minor skin irritations and itchy skin. Secondly, pulverize dried eggshells with a mortar and pestle, then whisk the powder in with an egg white, and use for a healthy, skin-tightening facial. Allow the face mask to dry before rinsing it off. You'll look all shiny and swell. So for looking good and feeling good, for eating good, and for not wasting nothing, this has been Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.